that I'm like a nine-piece orchestra, just like wah, wah, going all over the place. And I look around and people are trying to read and do stuff. And I just kind of go, oh, 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 and move away. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't need to worry about that because you don't need to manage that. And we want that self-consciousness to leave you, because when you start factoring in how other people are relating to your energy, now you've factored their energy into your consciousness, which means you've got an upstream thing, and that's what causes you the feeling of discord. And so we want you to, in a sort of selfish way, begin saying things like, here I am, world, and law of attraction is managing us, and realize that even though you're tall and bright and bold and full of yourself, that those that are not a vibrational match to you won't notice you. They won't notice you. Really, odd as that sounds. But the question that we want to put to you is, why are you noticing them? You noticing them is what drags them into it. You say. And so when you really get full of yourself, you're just feeling so good that you won't notice what's going on until law of attraction brings it closer into your experience. You've been taught by your environment, many of you have, but you've been taught as children to be seen and not heard, and you're taught to be polite, and you're taught to do all of those things that you naturally don't do. In other words, you naturally are full of yourself.
Yes.
And when you're full of yourself, and here, this is a statement that we want to make. When you're full of yourself in alignment, you cause no trouble anywhere. In other words, the very term full of yourself means in alignment. So you're full of yourself, you're in alignment, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that's why you're wanting to dance and flow with the music. You boldly move into a room, and then in that moment, as you start taking on whoever else is there and trying to, because you've been a sort of savior for a very long time, you're trying to fix what's broken around you. You're trying to soothe the ones that need to be soothed. And so they're really part of what you're looking at. And so you don't just walk into a room and be who you are and let law of attraction manage it. You walk into a room and look for trouble. You look for those that you might be of advantage to. And you gravitate right over there and you try to fix it. And in every time you do that, you turn upstream. And that's what's making your energy feel unwieldy. And you got to stop that more now than ever before, because you're tuned into higher, faster frequency energy, you see. Good. That made perfect sense to you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Aloha, Abraham. My wife, Lori, and I live in Hawaii, and we've come to realize that I think the dolphins are probably at least as smart as we are, probably smarter and certainly more conscious.
What does smart mean?
That's a good question. I think that they're conscious and able to get a sense of who they are, what they want in life, and a sense of play, a sense of enjoyment. But I'm wondering also, do they have large social structures like we have? What is dolphin life like? What is family like? Do they have communities? Do they have a king of dolphins? I mean, what is their structure like?
Before you go further, that's the reason that we ask, what does smart mean? Because if it means tuned into infinite intelligence, then we would say they are, for the most part, smarter than humans, because they are much more tuned in to infinite intelligence. But then, as humans think about intelligence, meaning the collecting of data, the collecting of facts, the ability to articulate, in other words, you have to decide by what parameters you are defining smartness. And we would say, from our point of view, that what smart really is, or you use the word consciousness, we're using the word intelligence, when you are resistance-free, you see, life won't allow you, whether you're a dolphin swimming or a human walking, life won't allow you to not reach for something that is new. So the dolphin is creating an expanding world in the water, just as you are creating an expanding world on land. And if you watch those, even in captivity, who are interacting with humans, you see